Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will look live at the Bitcoin price and at the Bitcoin market, and we'll talk about some interesting news from Mt. Gox. But let's jump right into this market. We are close to breaking the 6,000 line. Double digit minus numbers, everything is in the red. It doesn't look good. If we look at the live numbers, and probably if you're watching this, we might have actually crossed the line already. We are currently at 6,036 or 34 US dollars. And as you can see, the prices are just dropping and dropping. If we change here to the 3 hour chart or even the 1 hour chart, we can see here that the major drop is happening. Why is this exactly happening? Obviously, a lot of people have been talking about Mt. Gox again selling off, but actually this time it's not Mt. Gox. It's a bunch of reasons in my opinion. And one of the reasons is definitely that people are just getting sick and tired of stagnation, of the same price going on and on and on again. So people are just tired of Bitcoin, tired of the price that doesn't move at all. And which is kind of interesting because of the story that we'll talk about any second now, considering that this whole Mt. Gox stuff was always the cause of the major price drop, we will see that the news that came out today will actually be quite positive. So maybe tomorrow looks much better, but currently it's still going down. People are desperate and there's definitely some people selling. Now, if we go back a couple of months, if we think about, I want to say around September, the Bitcoin price was between 4,000 and 5,000, 6,000 US dollars. And then that's actually the time when the crazy hype cycle started. So technically, if you think about it, it could very well be a correction until that pre-hype cycle. And that could be like kind of the reset at between 4,500, 5,000 US dollars. And then we would stagnate and go back up from there if there are projects that can deliver and if there is new hype being generated. Obviously not a must, obviously not financial advice. We will see how it goes. But let's jump into this news story because it's quite important and quite interesting. Mt. Gox to enter civil rehabilitation in major win for creditors. It says here, according to a Friday release from Mt. Gox trustee Nobuaki Kobayashi, the exchange's ongoing bankruptcy proceedings have been paused and a civil rehabilitation process will commence. What does that exactly mean? So until now, the trustee Mr. Kobayashi has actually been selling off Bitcoins on the public markets. He hasn't done this over the counter as a lot of people have kind of expected and thought it would happen. But he was probably one of the reasons why we are kind of in this weird situation, because up until January, the price was going up all the time and then it slowly but surely started to go down. And later on, we saw that some Mt. Gox addresses are selling off these Bitcoins, and that can obviously cause an amount of panic. Now, civil rehabilitation essentially means that people can actually get a certain amount of US dollars or of Bitcoin without selling the Bitcoin for a monetary value. So it says here, in bankruptcy proceedings, non-monetary claims are converted into monetary claims based on the valuation as at the time of the commencement of bankruptcy proceedings. In contrast, in civil rehabilitation proceedings, non-monetary claims are not converted into monetary claims at the time of the commencement of the civil rehabilitation proceedings. Therefore, in the civil rehabilitation proceedings in this matter, claims seeking a refund of Bitcoin claims, will also not be converted into monetary claims after the commencement of the civil rehabilitation proceedings, meaning that people can actually also get Bitcoin back, from what I understand, instead of actual fiat currency. Document implies that creditors seeking to regain their lost funds in Bitcoin may receive larger amounts of cash than those who originally sought to be repaid in fiat currency when the exchange began bankruptcy proceedings. So the creditors actually asked for this civil rehabilitation process, and it looks like they have won. They will get actually time until September or October. It says here, Kobayashi will report on the status of Mt. Gox's assets at the creditors meeting on September 26th in Tokyo, he wrote. Claimants will then have until October 22nd to file for rehabilitation, including submitting proof of their claim. A proposal for fulfilling the rehabilitation request will then be submitted to the court by February 2019. So this whole process will continue. It won't stop immediately, but at the same time, and actually, guys and gals, we just dropped below 6K. We're live here. I just had to switch the tab here. We're at 5,992. This has been the lowest number since, I want to say since January. Yes, since January, pretty much. Maybe even before that. Because I think in January, we never dropped below 6K. I might be wrong here, but I thought we never really dropped this low. But essentially, this is the lowest number since the bull run. So buckle up, people. This will be a bumpy ride. As always, don't worry. If you have done your research, if you believe in cryptocurrency, if you believe in Bitcoin, if you believe in all of these numbers, then these are just a small bump in the road. You're here long term, you're diversified, you have not invested more money than you can afford to lose. So sometimes it's also okay to shut off the computer, to shut off the YouTube channels, although please subscribe first. But to ignore these price changes, because yeah, the numbers will go down, guys. I'm not gonna lie. The numbers, when we're in this weird situation, then the numbers will go down. So don't worry too much. Use this time. Use this time wisely. Don't make a move. Don't make a move if you don't feel forced to it. And don't make a move without researching properly. Use this time to research. Do your fundamental research. Sign up for Blue Alpine Research. Do quick analysis, do fundamental analysis, and based on that, invest into different coins if you will, or maybe wait on the sidelines until everything kind of calms down and then you make your move. But use this time wisely. Don't feel you have to like you have to make a move. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Keep your heads high and the spirits high as well. I'll see you on the next one, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.